The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've said this hundreds of times, and I think I should say it more. I think I should cut intro liners just to say it every hour. Once it is known that private megabanks are establishing an unelected corporate world government, and that sovereignty has already been ended, and that most nations are already under private corporate world government, it's game over. If we get the public educated before the smart grid is in place and the big multinationals own all the robot farmers, all the robot trains, all the robot cars, all the robot facilities, the globalists admit they want to checkmate humanity by getting most production in the hands of a technocracy where humans aren't needed, then the terms of surrender can be dictated. China's first security robot debuts. China's People's Daily. Japan's next generation of farmers could be robots. Bloomberg. Look, Mao, no hands. China's roadmap to self-driving cars. Meet Brad, the AI interrogator, virtual personal persona, taught to tell when people are really telling the truth. Oh, the computer doesn't lie. Oh, really, it's programmed to lie. How Facebook plans to take over the world. That's only part of that robot takeover stack. And if you go back, I'm not bragging, and read stuff I wrote 20 years ago or see films I made 20 years ago, or 18 years ago, you'll go, this is exactly what's happening now. Because the white papers are public. I've read the books. I've done reviews of the books. I've made films about it. They've got a plan, folks, and we ain't in it, to quote George Carlin. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. Well, guess what? My ancestors and your ancestors built this stinking thing. I'm always hearing Louis Farrakhan saying, black people built this country, and they certainly were a big part of it, and you better give us a piece of this dirt, or we're going to burn this sucker down. Now, before the media takes me out of context and says, I said that, I'm quoting Louis Farrakhan, but I get the point. I'm not defending what he said at that point in time. What I'm saying is, everybody built this thing, and the elite are stealing it. I want some of this dirt. I'm not going to roll over to the New World Order. I'll say that right now. I want the life extension. I want the classified technologies that they claim are disruptive technologies, so we can't have them. Yeah, they're not disruptive for you. You're not allowed to hide all this stuff under national security, be tax exempt. I want this dirt. I'm not going to take your vaccines and eat your GMO. I know good damn well you're trying to kill us. And I'm not going to sit here and fight with a bunch of people. I'm sick of it. Yeah, I got to criticize Beyonce and all these people spewing all their race garbage, but she's funded by Sumner Redstone. And Fox TV and the Super Bowl. That's the establishment's mouth. And I see young kids running around acting like her everywhere, while them getting shot by the police. They're literally putting out a program. My two girls were so good until one time I bought a CD online of Huey, Louie, and Dewey, Donald Duck's cousins or nephews. And I let them watch them over a couple nights, and I noticed they started being really bad, doing pranks on each other and misbehaving. And it was just seeing five or six of the cute little ducks doing bad things to Donald, and it took me months to get my girls to stop. Now, folks, that's the power of little girls seeing cute little ducks running around doing bad things. Now you got Beyonce running around saying attack cops, burn things down, knock out store windows. She's telling you, go out and get your head blown off. And you know why Chicago's got double the homicide rate of the world now? Highest rate in the world, double that? They had the highest, now they doubled. Just type in, Chicago doubles murder rate in last year. It's gangster rap. And most people getting killed are people that watch these videos and then come trying to rob somebody, and citizens just don't care and blow you away. There it is, WGN-TV, homicide rate in Chicago more than doubled since last February, and it was the world's highest crime rate then. That's what's living under the parasite rule of the New World Order is like.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the
until the robots replace you.
Reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears
at the end of your life.
Now they're coming for your Social Security.
Now they're coming with vaccines to kill you.
Their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in.
It's a big planet. You ain't going to be on it.
I am not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
George Carlin is with us, still battling the New World Order. Yeah, George Carlin was a 9/11 truther. The media misrepresents what 9/11 truther is, for people that know Saudi Arabia and criminal elements of other governments were involved, including ours. Because the FBI and the head of the Department of Transportation and everybody else came out at the time, including the Congressional Commission, and said there was a cover-up. That was in the news. But it was in AP, in Reuters, in a Miami Herald. It wasn't big news. And it was in closed sessions of Congress, closed committees. Now Obama, under heat, says he'll release part of the 28 pages. Well, the 28 pages itself is only a small piece. Release it all, Obama. It's only a matter of time. But we already have talked to Congressman Jones and others that have seen it. Our government ordered a stand down on 9/11 and ordered a subsequent cover-up and ordered cover-ups to let the hijackers go forward in the months before because they were just decoys in a CIA joint Saudi Arabian-Turkish slash Israel drill. But it really wasn't a drill. Nerve gas was released on board the planes, and we don't know what happened after that as best we researched. But the only real air phone calls that happened were the flight attendants saying, there's gas, we're choking, we can't breathe, on two different flights. The FBI, to its credit, came out and said there were no 35,000, 30,000-foot flight calls to the Solicitor General from his wife with the official story. Her cell phone didn't call him. There was no air phone call. When the Solicitor General went on Larry King Live, it was a load of prunes, to quote Dan Rather. Just Google for yourself. FBI says Solicitor General's wife did not call him, phone records show. Did not happen. Did not happen. Did not happen. And when they claim the calls came in was 30 minutes before impact, when the plane was still at 30-plus thousand feet. I have flown 100-plus times since 9/11, probably more. There's some trips it's 4 or 5 times, you know, per flight, you know, per trip, say to Europe or whatever. I have always, neurotically, tried to get my cell phone to work above. 15 years ago, it would conk out at 3,000 feet. The towers have gotten better. It goes to about 6,000, 7,000 now. You say, how do you know that? How do you know that? I can tell how we are from, like, towers and things. I know how tall 2,000-foot towers are, and you can see when you're, you know, how high you are. They admit they don't work at those heights, but that's how dumb they think you are, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is it's coming out. I want to go to your phone calls, Andrew and Jackie and Tom and Santino and Erica, so many others that are patiently holding. I will go to your phone calls. But just finishing up with this global government, if you just joined us, Boris Johnson is the Liberal mayor, super popular of London. Lord Monckton, conservative, former top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, frequent guest of the show, but we should get him on soon about the BRICS exit. He kept pointing out that 80-plus percent of their laws were made by the EU. Now it's gotten worse where 90-plus percent are made by the EU. And Parliament, whether it's in Ireland or whether it's in England or whether it's in Scotland, has to rubber stamp it. That's their model. Unelected boards make the decisions. The elected things just get to rubber stamp, kind of like the Republicans are telling us the delegate process works now. They've never done this before. They're trying to act like this is normal, stealing, you know, votes and not honoring popular votes. It's bull. Well, it's the same thing. Well, it hasn't worked. So to the credit of the Libertarian Patriots in the UK Independence Party, founded by Nigel Farage and Lord Monckton and others, they're now the fastest growing party in Europe and the EU and in the UK. And now the left is having to adopt this and go, yeah, we deserve to make our own laws. Yes, you're right. Yes, we don't like foreign groups making our laws. Because even the left has opposition to the NAU and EU and TPP and all these agreements that just give more power to unelected groups. That's what we're going into. And if we ever force a debate about this in the general public, it's over. And that's what I've hammered forever. And we're starting to reach that point. People are going, wait a minute, China doesn't have to shut down any coal power plants, but we do, and they have dirty plants, we have clean ones. And that makes our energy 2-3 times, 4 times in some cases what it is in China. So factories have to move to China. America used to be most competitive because we had a low-cost energy plan to dominate the world until the 70s. And people go, wait a minute, if you triple our power prices, you just set, and boom, light bulb goes on. Because they're literally trying to turn the light bulbs off. You see, wait, a foreign group makes my laws? Wait, the Pope's calling for world government? What? Mexico arrests illegals? But we have to pay for them to have kids here? And they're calling me racist? What? That's why 70% of Hispanics in Gallup poll want to control the border. Even people that aren't citizens want a border. They're not stupid. You don't have a country if you don't have one. But they sit there and go, Donald Trump is evil because he says up is up and down is down. Isn't it evil? And the right gets all concerned when he comes out in North Carolina and goes, well, I guess, you know, we should just have one bathroom for everybody. And what he's talking about is the new modern bathrooms where they get around this, where there's just single bathrooms. You go in a whole hall, has like 8 bathrooms at the hotel. I personally like that better. I don't like much about the modern design where the swimming pools are 1.5 feet deep. You know, the lawyers write all this and no diving boards. But you go in the W and stuff, it's like 8 or 9 bathrooms, single-person bathrooms. Boy, that's what I like. I want privacy. So the answer is just go to single bathrooms everywhere and family restrooms, absolutely. But see, Trump is cheap. He doesn't want to have to retrofit all his hotels. And when he got asked that question, I saw him rising up and he goes, yeah, let's just go with, use whatever you want. he goes, this is going to be really expensive. Yeah, like America's Pacific... with the Disabilities Act, you know, bankrupting so much, you could even argue, though, that's reasonable. But it becomes reasonable when it's on small organizations, you know, $100,000 size businesses. It just bankrupts them. You've always got to exempt the little guy. Instead, the globalists always get exempted, and the little guy doesn't. That's the essence of the New World Order. So here's the Boris Johnson clip where they're attacking him, and he goes, how dare you? We'll make our own laws if we want. That's sovereignty. The idea of nationalism is coming back. Globalism is a screw job. It's not some cool, you know, thing. It's really hip, man. Some shadow corporation made my laws, dude. Enron came up with all this, by the way, the carbon taxes, the TPP, and then Bill Nye, the science guy, has the nerve to get up on TV and say, yeah, we should look at arresting people that disagree with man-made global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Because he arrested Enron. Enron came up with it, boy. Here is the mayor of London.
Obviously, people will make of the article what they want. But the crucial point is that I'm a big fan of Barack Obama. He's one of the first people to come out in favor of him ages ago. But I think there's a weird paradox when the President of the United States, a country that would never dream of sharing its sovereignty over anything, instructs or urges us politely to get more embroiled in the European Union, which is already making 60% of our laws. And furthermore, I think it's a bit much when the Americans, with all due respect to our wonderful American diplomats here in London, owe this city £9 million in unpaid congestion charge. And for them to tell us that...
we're going to break in it. His article's more hardcore, but the point is, sovereignty's openly being debated. We're about to go to break. Stay with us, ladies. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high-performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to Mark in Arizona, Jackie in Florida, Santino in California, Andrew in Ohio, Chris in Indiana, and countless others coming up here in just a few minutes for the balance of the broadcast, interspersed with other important news. But recapping just in the compendium, one stack of news, again, some of the stack I haven't covered yet. Video, Muslim migrants in Germany chant Adolf Hitler and Allah Akbar, demanding more from the government. Memo, CDC officials warned of safety risk diseases amid immigrant influx. We might as well plan on many of the kids having TB and spreading it to our children, which they did, of course. Report, children of refugees get more federal benefits than poor U.S. kids. Hillary Clinton urges Britain to remain in the European Union. Obama tells British youth, don't pull back from the world. Boris Johnson rages at ridiculous and weird Obama. On German visit, Obama to push transatlantic trade deal that we're already under, but expanding the merger of us with the EU. So that's just some of what we got in that stack. Then, Austrian far right triumphs in presidential vote over concerns about their open borders and what's happening there. That shows the backlash. Continuing, First Lady targets Mississippi Religious Freedom Bill in a commencement speech about the horrible oppression that Christians in this bill that was passed can't be jailed or arrested if they refuse to bake a cake for a gay wedding. I mean, you know, that's probably bad business or whatever. The point is, people at that micro level should have that right. It's government services and things that there shouldn't be discrimination. And it should be a state issue. What is she down there doing this? It's just it's a distraction. Meanwhile, again, Cirque du Soleil out of Canada, other British companies are California. The governor there has, quote, ordered state employees, remember last week, not to travel to, what, four states. San Francisco's done it too. Seattle, cities are saying you don't have a right to travel to these states, not on business, period. You can't do that. It's not your jurisdiction. They're little dictators. So other states boycotting other states, but nothing about their employees going to Saudi Arabia or these other Arab countries that chop gay people's heads off. Nothing about Obama backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda, murdering every Christian they get their hands on. No, just Michelle Oh as the first lady, the poor oppressed lady that tells our children what to eat every day. How upside down is that? Schools are being fined that don't eat what she says. Our literal master is so mad with all the faux rights. And she knows what she's doing, folks. She knows what she's doing. A U.S. government agency is scolding people on Twitter for texting and driving. That's right. It's tracking you through your cell phone, getting you used to it communicating with you, and then texting you back when it knows you're driving and texting, getting you used to being surveilled. But see, they're getting you used to Big Brother for a good reason, The Verge reports. A National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is a federal body tasked with automotive safety, as its name implies. And sometimes you just have to take the message straight to the people. See, I've told you years ago they're going to have break-in messages on radio, TV, your cell phones, because I met with station owners who were going to FCC meetings that they told people were, quote, restricted because of national security and all this infrastructure protection is what they called it. And I told you, 16, 17, 18 years ago, I guess it was about 97. So I guess 16, 17 years ago, I told you that they would break in on your phones, break in on your smart cars, and start giving you messages at first and taking over billboards and not looking for Amber Alerts, but, you know, lost kids or whatever, or Alzheimer's people. That was priming the pump to get used to it, but it would then be gun owners. It would then be patriots. It would then be anti-liberty messages. It would be tracking you by the mile and taxing you. And now it's here. But they roll it out to get you to stop texting while you're driving. That's a local jurisdiction for the police to handle, not the feds. If you look at the NHTSA's Twitter feed right now, you'll find that it's just a non-stop stream of burns aimed at people who admit sometimes gleefully that they text and drive. And then next, it'll be actually targeting your phone in live time. Four federal agents shot, motel destroyed in Kansas, CNN. This whole thing sounds like something dirty going down, folks. The whole way it's written looks like a cover-up. Who knows if these people were involved in it, I'm just saying. So that's just some of what we're breaking down on that front. I'm going to take a few calls now before we go to break. And then I'm going to come back and continue with your calls. Then I'm going to get more into the attack on free speech, tying it into the First Lady. Then the latest on the election, Donald Trump, some really good clips from Trump. And a lot of other scientific news is very, very important. That is all coming up today. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Mark in Arizona. Mark in Arizona, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
I just want to weigh in on this bathroom situation. It's just another distraction, and I get that. But I'm a father of two daughters and a son. And I got to tell you, every time my son growing up would go into this men's bathroom, my heart would skip a beat. And no one's talking about how treacherous the men's bathroom is. They're just talking about how men are going to dress up and go into the women's bathroom. They've already started putting in these family restrooms. They shouldn't be calling them family restrooms. They should be calling them all the other people that want to have privacy restrooms. Okay, and I am a.
That's right. You should have the male bathroom and the female bathroom, and then have the one-person bathrooms for folks that think they're a dog or an Easter bunny or whatever.
You know, I mean, I go into a Kohl's, I go into a Target. They have a family restroom with a changing table in there. It's great. I'm a contractor. I'm an electrician, so I build this stuff all the time, and it would bankrupt all the little guys. And that's not what I'm about, you know. Of course, I would love it as a contractor if they mandated, hey, put another.
Well, sir, you're trying to be reasonable. And this isn't about people that truly think they're the other sex. There's a lot of chemicals in the food and water, embryonically. Some of this stuff's real. I don't hate anybody. But I shouldn't have to preface it with that. This is messing with the family, messing with normal biology. The globalists admit it. And I'll say it. Leslie Cochran is one of the most famous, quote, transgenders in U.S. history. He looked like some, I mean, I had an office by his house for many years, didn't know that when I got to office. Part of the reason I left was because of the annex that he was engaged in. I'm going to leave it at that. They worship him as a god. They want to put up a statue to him. And, sir, I first met him before I even had an office mine at Access Television. And they would have the Christian groups complain, but women's groups, all people had shows complain because he and his cohorts would go in the women's bathroom, in the men's bathroom. They were obsessed with bathrooms. And these are men with beards, with their teeth falling out, bombed out of their brain on drugs. He would be in there shooting up heroin so much he was vomiting everywhere. And he finally got thrown out of the restroom because of it. And this is their god, a guy with a beard in a thong or a cheerleader's outfit, vomiting everywhere. And he was just, I mean, literally like a demon creature out of hell. A demon creature out of hell. I was around him for 6 years. I had bad luck. He'd be at Access TV, and then I had my office, and oh my God, he had a house. He posed as homeless, two doors down, and I got to enjoy it. Believe me, I know. And it's like bathroom trolls. And him and his friends would go in there, and they would just, and we know it's heroin because they admitted it. just stumbling around, projectile vomiting, falling everywhere, children walking in. There's two guys. One of them was like 6'5", with crap running down their legs. I mean, they were constantly crapping on themselves. I mean, I'm sorry. It was hellish. This is their God. If they can force this on us, they can do anything. Oh, excuse me. Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're going to finish up with Mark here in a moment after the liner rolls. Now I'm going to try to hurry through your calls, Santos.
Andrew, from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I didn't mean to go off into a rant about Leslie Cochran. Most people don't know who he is. You can Google his name. We'll put images up for TV viewers. Infowars.com/show if you're a radio listener. Want to find the video feeds. But he's become a national celebrity with the trendy. San Francisco has similar people, and they get the grossest, most bizarre, most hideous person. I don't mean how they look. I mean how they act. And make them a god to invert reality. And it's really overall a mimicking a CIA program that was declassified 2 years ago to put out the most deviant art they could to bring down civilization and culture. And it's one thing if you have deviant art out there. They want to force feed it while attacking stuff that's beautiful. And they are set to vote to have a big city statue for him. He was a very pitiful, sad, horrid person. I know him well. Wes, who was one of our IT guys at the time and still is, was in there telling the newer crew, absolutely, it's worse than I'm saying. Yeah, it's worse than I'm saying. And by the way, any of the Leslie people, his cult, ever criticized me, I'm going to go down to city council and I'm going to unload everything. I haven't unloaded anything. You want me to unload? I'll do it. I will unload. That's nothing you've heard, okay? You ought to know about the tourists that came to see him. I moved offices because of it. Because I'm not an open-minded person. Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you, there's some weird fetishes out there I didn't know about until I had the enjoyment of meeting Leslie Cochran. The enjoyment, let me tell you. The bad luck. Have this guy in the bathroom. Bathroom trolls. And, yes, it didn't really happen a lot to me. It happened a few times, but I've talked to other men. And growing up as a young man in men's bathrooms, that's where mainly Republican congressmen, it seems, troll for young boys. So, it is an issue. And so this is the fall of Rome. We're obsessed with bathrooms while TV's flooding in across our borders. And while ISIS is preparing attacks that the government will allow to happen just to take our rights. So, Mark, I didn't mean to go off into a jag about that. But yes, they've got to train us to teach. Now in Head Start, they're teaching three-year-olds about sex and going, you don't have to be a boy or a girl. You can be who you want to confuse them. It's really about force-feeding, confusion, and the fall of civilization. The communist Chinese execute you if you're homosexual. I don't think they should. But our media never criticizes that. But you know why they do? They say it's a Western plan to make their country fall. What does Putin say? A Western plan. He just doesn't let folks go in and, throw feces on the churches. The point is it is a globalist plan. And even the communists kill you for it. So, and I'm not agreeing with that. It's like the left promotes Mao and then hates my family. It's like the ADL saying I'm a Nazi when all I do is fight Nazis and I'm hated by Nazis and then giving real Nazis like Schwarzenegger and Soros the top awards. It's all inverted. It's all a lie. It's all crazy. Mark, I'm sorry. I got to get to the other calls. Go ahead and finish your point.
I was just going to say it's not a coincidence that Michelle Obama's in the news these days, especially when this transgender bathroom issue's coming up because she was born a man, and she's probably pushing this from in the White House, though. Have at it.
Well, I mean, Obama was raised by a top communist pornographer. That's on record. And he did have a, quote, tranny nanny when he was in Indonesia. He wrote about it in his book. And I'm not attacking him for that, but it's just there's a whole weird agenda. I think Michelle Obama's actually a snapping turtle. I don't think that she's actually a man. Mark, thank you. I appreciate your call. Who's been home the longest now? Let's talk to Chris in Indiana, talking about Beyonce video. You just tuned in. She had one at the Super Bowl about attacking cops and burning up police cars. Now it's running around with little girls knocking windows out with a baseball bat and attacking people's vehicles and blowing things up. This is all the establishment selling this to make your kids act like a bunch of thugs, to run around and burn stuff down so they can be locked up in prison and work for 25 cents an hour. So this is slave training for your children to act like criminals so the system can destroy them. But go ahead, Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good afternoon.
Welcome, Chris. What is on your mind today? The Beyonce video?
Hey, about the Beyonce video, yeah, I just want to quick point out, that reminds me of The Purge with Ethan Hawke. just like beating everything out with a baseball bat all over the city and such on cars and all that?
Yes.
Well, no, but what I really wanted to get to is these new Fox News polls that came out with the Trump campaign. I mean, Trump is kicking butt. I mean,
yeah, coming out and calling Hillary a crook and a criminal, which is true, and making fun of her going, hello, good to see you, I'm here, you know, turning to each teleprompter. It's just insane.
Hello, hello, I am crooked Hillary Clinton. Yes, I am not going to be presidential. I am going to be Donald Trump. I'm going to be myself, not some robotic person that reads off of a teleprompter. Yeah, that's like the message she's sending out.
It's beautiful, brother. It's beautiful.
These Fox News, it is beautiful. These Fox News polls that came out, though, my home state of Indiana yesterday had these Fox News polls. Indiana, Trump 41%, Cruz 33%, Kasich 16%, and then you got California. Check this out with those 172 winner-take-all delegates. Trump 49%, Cruz 22%, Kasich 20%. Trump is up 27%.
Yes, no. I talked about this Friday. Trump is going to get, now they admit, conservatively, way over the 1,237 he needs. So that's why they have Pinhead, Priebus, and all the rest of them on TV saying, now if he gets that, he doesn't get it. So that's how arrogant these people are. I appreciate your fine points there, Chris. Now we're going to go to Nick in Philadelphia here in a moment, then Andrew and others. Santino next after that. But just think about how we've degenerated, that we're having to sit here and obsess over bathrooms, male and female bathrooms. Again, they say, don't say mother or father, don't say he or she, say he or she. This is actually in the high school directives to your kids. They're teaching you it's bad to be biologically as a mammal the way you're supposed to be. Quite frankly, folks, again, I should have to preface the fact that if you think you're a man and you're a woman, knock yourself out. If you think you're a woman and you're a man, go for it, man. I'm a libertarian. But I get to exist. I don't have to be henpecked and social justice warriored and told I don't count because I'm a white male. No, no, no. You're following brainwashing. You're not going to get a job or a future now in this post-industrial world. So what you get is a new sex or a new protected group or the new way you've been abused. Because all your real rights are being taken. So now you've been given all these faux rights where you run around and talk about where you go potty. Talk about arrested development. This is psychological warfare. This is level 4, fifth generation warfare. On record. Let's go to Nick in Philadelphia as we talk about the fall of America and bathrooms. Go ahead, Nick.
Alex, how you doing, my friend? Good to talk to you.
Good, my friend. What's your take on this?
Okay, my take on this is you hit the nail on the head in Endgame. I mean, this is the Georgia Guidestone. This is population reduction, and they're pulling out all stops to try to mess everybody up. This is not a good thing.
And it's all meant for kids to just on TV and at school, all they hear about is trans this, trans that. It's sexualizing kids. It's perverts that want to take over the culture, dominate the media 24/7, and make your 5-year-old say, okay, I'm really a girl, daddy.
And you're right about that, and you're 100% right about that. And the other thing is, you know that one of the government's number one tactics is fear-mongering. I mean, it's like, and a lot of guys have actually talked to me with me being a scientist. They would say, Nick, how do we know if this person's really a girl or this person's a guy? And it's like they're afraid to ask people out on dates anymore. And, you know, it's like they're turning the sexes against each other.
It's scientific end of humanity. Look, the communists kill you if you try this. Just, they're already running their own crime op. And they go, we're going to go with male and female. It's more powerful. Look, we've been taken over by the scientific eugenics evil. Communism was just a test spinoff, just like Hitler was a test of the eugenics. Hitler's fascism was a test. Those systems failed. They're going with this. You want to see the modern takeover? This is it, brother. And you know, as a scientist, just get the documents. It's admitted in Endgame 1.5, it's online only. We show all the documents on this. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to
promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Billion people with jihad pass. Everything's okay. The government will take care of you. We're going to bring in millions with TB. Not even test them. We love you.
With the New World Order.
Drink your fluoride. On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I got like 10 callers left. I want to try to race through your calls. Callers from all over the place. Briefly, help fund the info war. I love the Donald Trump hatch. Make America great again. But you got to be free before you can be great. So we have the camouflage hat. We have the classic red one and the blue one, made in America. And it's, again, just like the hat Trump puts out, but with our own message, the Gadsden flag on the back, and InfoWars.com. And 10% off on these when you sign up for AutoShip or when you get $50 or more, you get free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase is absolutely vital so we can cover the RNC in Cleveland and more. Very expensive to run this operation. You can also get the great nutraceuticals like Super Male Vitality or X2 or the other products, the Skeletal Defense Bone and Joint Formula together, 20% off right now. You can get free shipping on that as well. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find the nutraceuticals, our line of excellent, top-of-the-line, super high-quality but also very affordable nutraceuticals. We come up with the very best staples, like bone and joint formula. We come out with also trailblazing, cutting-edge new formulas that nobody else has. So that's our formula. Have the classic super hardcore stuff at low prices that's just known staples, but also a bunch of stuff that's super advanced like Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, and others, InfoWarsLife.com. Find the whole line of longevity products that I endorse that are excellent as well at InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase also helps fund this operation, InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? We got Andrew, speaking of fluoride in the water, which Harvard admits brain damages you, and the federal government admits it should be taken out, but it hasn't been for some reason. Andrew in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How's it going? I look forward to beating you in Cleveland this year.
Gonna be there, brother.
All right, cool. I just wanted to speak briefly about the whole thing you're talking about with the restrooms. I think another, you know, reason why there's so much gender confusion with people is there's all sorts of chemicals being dumped into the water, specifically speaking fluoride. I just recently went to city council and talked to them about the hydrofluorosilicic acid that's being dumped into the water. I just recently called a water treatment plant and found out that they are indeed dumping this chemical into the water. It is a known toxic waste that is gathered from the phosphate companies, shipped directly to our counties, and put directly into our water.
And yeah, that's the big secret. It usually has over 200 other chemicals in it, sometimes 300 plus, heavy metal, lead, mercury, arsenic, but it's grandfathered where the water before has to be tested, but not after it goes through. They take even good aquifer water in many areas like Austin and then dump poison in it at the end section. And even the EPA 15 years ago and again 3 years ago said, take it out, it's deadly poison. New York Times, but it stays in.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I confronted the leader of the treatment plant here in Westerville, and I talked to city council, and they basically didn't take what I had to say into consideration. They just pointed me to the leader of the treatment plant, and he essentially said the only way that we're going to get it out of the water is by suing.
Well, that's right, and a lot of water plant people know it's bad, wanted out. Arkansas started having all these cities opt out of it, so Arkansas passed a law saying you have to have it, and that's being litigated right now. Look, they want us to drink the hydrofluorosilicic acid because it's an adjuvant that accelerates all other known toxins. It massively amplifies. It's like having a little radio, and you put it to a huge amplifier, it makes it a lot louder. It's like giant jumbo speakers, you know, at a rock concert for every other chemical. And I've had top scientists on. We've won the argument. We've won the debate. Google Harvard study on fluoride, brain damage, bone cancer. 20-plus studies Harvard looked at, did their own study, and found it is a major IQ reducer. And North American IQs have been dropping for 60 years since it was implemented. 60 years. God bless you. I got to jump, Andrew. Great points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. He's been holding the longest. After that, let's talk to Santino in California. Thank you for holding, Santino.
Yes, I have two quick points to make, and one is the Syrian refugees who keep yelling and screaming, Hail Hitler. I want all your listeners to know that there was once a point in time where Hitler had Mufti brigades of Muslims and SS Nazi brigades fighting against the Russians in the north, and Donald Trump's our only hope. Without Donald Trump, we're doomed, and that's all I had to say.
I'll just stay there. We're going to play it for you. Yes, it's true that most of the Middle East was behind Hitler. He was able to take the Middle East because of Hitler. The Grand Imam of Jerusalem was his top backer, along with the Grand Imam of the Turkey. That is your so-called Syrian refugees, probably Saudi Arabians. Bar Adolf Hitler. You are arrested in Germany if you even say you basically Heil Hitler, but they're allowed to. I shouldn't laugh. It's just crazy. They'll probably get an ADL award. Santino, anything else?
Yeah. All I have to say is Donald Trump's the only hope we have left. Without Donald Trump, this country is just going to be lost into time, and the UN slowly going to grasp us like they did with Australia, UK, and that's all I got to say.
That's right. The left brings in Stone Age anti-freedom groups, and then we have to give up our liberty because it makes them mad. German women are being told, let them rape you. This is in the news. You cannot make the magnitude. I want to go back to calls, but I love Trump, but I'm going to rip this off and do better because Hillary, I'm teleprompter free as well. I mean, I wrote the book on that. I'm proud of it. And she looks to the front, to the left, to the right, and she's like, hello, good to see you. I'm glad we're here. We're for women. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, she's like a robot. Here's Trump making fun of her.
First of all, I have a teleprompter. You ever see crooked Hillary Clinton? She walks in. Good afternoon, Prince. How are you? This is crooked Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she turns like a robot.
People start yawning, leaving. The whole thing is a disaster.
All right, let's go past the next thing. Oh, my gosh, it's so refreshing. And they're just pulling their hair out. Communist China has killed 84 million people under Mao alone, and they call him Hitler. Tell me another good one. Mexico does forced labor and tortures you if you're illegal. He just says they have to go. We have to create a visa to bring them right back. He's Hitler. I'm sorry. It's just the triumph of BS over reality is so ridiculous. And it's not happening anymore. The name mother, father, isn't bad. Kids, it's okay. We send our kids to schools that teach them the name boy and girl is bad because it might hurt someone to create guilt in our kids because they're a boy or a girl. This is freaking brainwashing. Excuse me. I apologize. Let's go ahead and talk to Jackie in Florida. Jackie, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want you to know I ordered two of your Brain Force a month ago, and they were so great. And then just want to thank you that you put them on sale this last week. And I ordered 12 more and ordered also some for my mom along with the DNA Force.
Well, thank you, man. We couldn't do it without you. And we're having not funding issues, but it's hard in this economy to keep going at this level. So thank you. What happened when you used the Brain Force?
It was awesome. I'm a school teacher, and it keeps me on top of all of those kids. I'm telling you, it's better than anything. I don't smoke, I don't drink, and it gives me that pick-me-up. I don't drink.
It's all natural, super awesome stuff. Thank you for your support. God bless you, Jackie. What's your take on the issues?
Well, my thought is I was listening to the Pope, and I'm just checking different things out that he's saying, and he's calling all the churches together to unite under, you know, for the sake of global warming.
Yeah, carbon taxes. Yep.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's talking about getting back to a day of worship. All of this in the, you know, for the family and all of these things. And I want to know what your thought was as far as him implementing or the government next enforcing this national Sunday blue laws that have been on the books.
Absolutely. I used to hear people talk about blue laws and how they were going to bring them back. And once that's there, you know, the Seventh-day Adventists were really concerned about it. I thought, oh, well, whatever. But then I learned that's actually being pushed. That's going to be part of this global government deal, is they're going to start bringing in religious laws like Sharia and blue laws. They're actually doing it in Europe now and actually making people submit. So, like, under this new system, it won't be separation of church and state. We'll all have to, like, politically correct, do what every other religion says, or we get in trouble. But then certain classic Western things are banned. And that's what I was just getting at. It's so freaky. It's so weird. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I'm out of time. Sorry to Alex. Sorry to Jim, Eric, everybody else. Call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to have open phones tomorrow. I want to start taking a lot more calls, and I love your calls with the weekday transmission. The most important thing to do is realize good is rising. People are waking up big time. Things got to get bad before they get good. This is how our metal gets tested. Tell everybody you know about InfoWars.com and the listen page, the free video feeds, all of it. You are the ambassadors of liberty. You are the modern Paul Revere. It's nighttime, so saddle up and ride. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow. InfoWars.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.